Hi, this is Marcy Hill, and I am here with Mr. Randy Richardson, the president of the Chicago Writers Association. Randy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I wanted to invite you to speak this evening because, first, you are the president of the Writers Association. I wanted you to explain what the association is, who it serves, and what benefits are available to members. And you also have a book coming up, and I wanted you to share that with the audience. Let's start with CWA first. Could you tell us what it is, who it serves, and about the general membership and things like that?
Sure. The Chicago Writers Association, currently we have about 325 members, mostly from the Chicagoland area, but we do have members that are from as far away as Florida, California, Washington, D.C. Most of those are people that are former Chicagoans who want to have some kind of connection to where they used to live. But our membership is open to all writers. We don't discriminate, no matter what your genre, style, or level of experience, we'll take you. And our membership is, we basically have what I consider a nominal fee of $15 a year, you know, basically the price of a movie these days. And that $15 gets you a personal webpage on our website, which is chicagowrites.org. You get access to our Facebook and Yahoo groups. You get opportunities to be published in our e-zine and our blog. You get to join our opportunity to join our speakers bureau and to participate in our annual book awards and in author reading and book signing events throughout the year.
How long has CWA been around?
Yeah, the Chicago Writers Association was actually started as a Yahoo email forum group in 2003 by another attorney whose name is Diana Lascaris. I joined 2 years later, which was when my first novel came out, and I, along with a few other local writers, decided we'd like to make the group more than just an email group, and so we set out about the process of building it into a nonprofit. That took place in 2006, and it was about 2 years later when we actually got the federal 501c3 designation, and so it's been about, since about 2008, since we've been a full-fledged nonprofit.
Okay. So you've been around for, you said, since 2003?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so you'll be celebrating 10 years next year.
Yeah.
That's great. And I wanted to speak to you about yourself as a writer. So how long have you always been a writer?
I suppose to some degree, yes. Both my parents are involved in the writing profession. My dad's a magazine journalist, and my mother was a worked in public relations. You know, I think I really became a writer in graduate school at the University of Illinois when I went into a journalism program there. And that was in 1986, and right after that, I became a professional journalist, which I did for about 5 years, working at various newspapers. And after that, I went to law school, and so I spent 3 years in law school, then I became a lawyer. And while I was a lawyer, I kind of got the itch to start writing, you know, something that was a little bit more creative than legalese. And so I started dabbling in writing fiction. And, you know, I guess I sort of started writing for money, and then it became writing for fun.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting writing path. But, yeah, I mean, but it's good. You had the fun side, you had the business side.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you had a novel. What was your first novel?
My first novel was called Lost in the Ivy. It's a murder mystery that's, you might be able to tell from the title, it's set around against the backdrop of Wrigley Field in Chicago. So it has sort of a Cubs theme to it.
And when did
that came out in 2005.
And what are some of your challenges as a writer?
Well, you know, like probably just about everybody else, time is probably my biggest challenge. I have a day job as an attorney, plus I have a family, a wife, and a young child, and so I have to squeeze in writing whenever I can, which means, you know, lunch breaks, late at night after everyone else is asleep. And I suppose the other big challenge for me is patience. Writing a novel is sort of like running a marathon. You have to pace yourself and not wear yourself out too early.
What are some of your other writing successes?
You know, I've also dabbled in sort of like creative nonfiction, which was a spillover, I guess, from my journalism days. And so I started writing essays, and I started writing columns from first about parenting and then about the cooks. And several of those have been published in various anthologies, including Chicken Soup for the Father and Son's Soul.
Oh, nice.
Humor for the Boomer's Heart, Big Book of Christmas Joy, Cubby Blues, 100 Years of Waiting Till Next Year. So they've been in a lot of different places. That was fun. I haven't done as much of that lately as I did a few years ago, but I'm going to try to get back into it again.
Well, one thing I did not ask you was, how did you become the leader of the Chicago Writers Association?
Oh, I think by default, probably. But it's actually what happened was Diana Lasperis, as I mentioned, she was the one that actually founded the group as a Yahoo group. And when we decided that we were going to move into the becoming a nonprofit, she decided to step away. She had kind of thought that she had done what she wanted to do with the group and really didn't envision it as anything more. And she asked me to take over because I, like her, was an attorney. And so I agreed, and I've been the president ever since then. So it's been about 4 or 5 years now.
Oh, excellent. What are some Chicago Writers events coming up?
The weekend of June 9th and 10th, we'll be participating, as we have, I guess, for the last 5 years or 6 years now, in the Printers Row Lit Fest. 16 of our member authors will be signing their books at our booth there. A couple weeks after that, on June 23rd, we're participating in the Glen Ellen Book Festival. I'm actually going to be doing a presentation there on a breakfast presentation on how to propel yourself as a writer. On September 9th, we're going to be co-sponsoring an event with our Rockford affiliate, which is called Imprint, at the library in Elgin. That's going to be featuring a panel of local publishers discussing the state of the publishing business.
Okay.
And going later into the year, on November 30th, we're going to be hosting our third annual Chicago Literary Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and that's going to be at the Chicago Cultural Center as part of the city's 150th anniversary celebration.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I have two more questions, maybe three. Okay, I do have one question, and this wasn't on the list I sent to you, but I wanted to know your thoughts. I was at the Chicago Creative Expo.
Oh, yeah.
Did you make it?
No, you know, we've been invited every year, and I think some of our other members have gone. I've never attended. It's always come at a bad time for me, because I have a day job, it's hard for me to get to a lot of those types of events. I've heard really good things about it, though.
I thought it was great, and I don't know if you pay attention to certain things, but I noticed that there were a lot of writers associations, but there were a lack of minority representation in those associations.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if you had noticed such things. I'm speaking from the black perspective. They didn't have any representation. I won't say any. There were very little. But just from my view as a black woman, I noticed that there weren't any, very few black people represented. But I do know that those organizations exist. So, do you think that there's a huge divide in the Chicago literary or book writing world? Because literary is a big, huge field, but just in the book, as far as writers.
You know, I don't know if it's a huge divide. I mean, it's always been a little fractionalized, I suppose, fractured. You know, and it's not just by racial but I think it's also by style of writers as well. You know, there's, you know, the certain mystery writers all hang out together, and romance writers hang out together, and science fiction writers all hang out together, and a lot of them don't sort of seem to get together with other groups. And that's actually one of the reasons that we decided to create the Chicago Writers Association, is we wanted a place that was open to any types of writers, you know, no matter what their ethnic background is or what type of writing they do. We basically were open to anybody. And I think it shows in our membership. You will see, you know, pretty much all kinds of writers there, and, you know, and it shows on our board as well. same. It's been, you know, a pretty equal proportion of black and white writers, which I think is important.
I just wanted your opinion, because you've been in the Chicago writing world longer than I have. I'm a gifted writer that just discovered my gift a few years ago. So I was just asking your opinion based on your expertise or experience. And I have two more questions for you.
Sure.
Could you tell us about your upcoming book?
Yeah, my new novel is called Cheeseland, and it's due to be out May 29th, and it should be available for pre-order right at the beginning of May from a Chicago-based indie publisher called Eckhart's Press. They can be found at eckhartspress.com. That's E-C-K-H-A-R-T-Z. The book is what I call a tragic comic coming-of-age story. It's about two suburban Chicago teens whose friendship has been sort of fractured by the death of one of their friends. And on the day that they are to graduate from high school, they decide to skip the ceremony, and instead they go on a road trip to Wisconsin. And on that road trip, some crazy things happen to them that sort of change their lives forever, and they basically don't talk for 30 years, and the second part of the story sort of unfolds when they get back together and they finally confront what happened to them as teenagers. And it basically boils down to it's a novel about loyalty and friendship and the self-destructive nature of secret keeping and unresolved anger. It's a little bit heavy, but there's some lighter moments in it as well. It's an instructive book, but it's also, it's an entertaining book as well.
Okay, and how long did it take you to write that book? Seeing as though you do have a day job and other commitments.
Yeah, it took me a while. I think I mentioned earlier, I basically started writing that when my son was, basically just a toddler, and he's going to be turning 9 in a couple months, so it took about the better part of 7-8 years,
And how do you feel knowing that it's going to be out, presented to the world next month?
I'm excited, relieved, anxious, it's a little mix of emotions, but I'm looking forward to, getting it out there and hopefully, having people read it and hopefully enjoying it and learning something from it and actually being entertained by it as well.
How can we find Randy Richardson and his two novels online?
You can find information about my new book at cheeselandthebook.com and at my publisher, eckhartspress.com. You can find information about my first novel at lostintheivy.com. And you can also find information about the Chicago Writers Association at chicagowrites.org.
Okay, and did you have anything else you would like to share with us? Any book signings, or is that too early to discuss now?
There is one thing coming up for my new book on June 3rd. It's a Sunday. It's going to be basically where my publisher is going to be featured at a literary series at the Hidden Shamrock in North Chicago on Halsted Street. And as part of that, it's also going to be my book release party.
Nice.
It's going to be at 7 p.m. June 3rd at the Hidden Shamrock. It's the Chicago Way Literary Series.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time and sharing about the Chicago Writers Association and your new book, Cheeseland.
Thank you.